105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
Finding staff can be a challenge at the best of times, but local firm Redgate have come up with an innovative solution by hiring staff to work only in term time. And Trish Hewitt is here from Redgate. She's hopefully going to explain a little more to us. Hello, Trish.
Hello.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, I guess, you know, this is one of these ideas which seem so deceptively simple as to why nobody came up with it before. But what sort of people are you looking for here?
Specifically, we're looking for people that've got IT skills.
Right. And
there are a number of...
So clever Cambridge people, really.
Well, I'd like to think that we could widen the pool a little bit more than that. So there are specific IT roles that we'd like to fill. We'd be looking for UX designers, product managers, software people. But ideally, what we'd really like to do is test the market. I suppose, like you say, it's an innovative idea. It's different. We'd like to see who's out there, what sort of skills they've got, would they be interested in working term time, and really just kind of test that out and see how Redgate could mould the way that it works around the people that are available.
I kind of figure this, that these are people like my sister to a certain extent, not that she's got any UX skills, at least none that I'm aware of, but she's got two small children.
Mm-hmm.
One is six, one is three. And she wants to look after them. But of course, when it gets to the term time, they're not around quite as much. So potentially, she, or at least people like her, could be available to take up the kind of roles you have on offer.
Definitely, but I'd like to think that it's not just limited to people that have got kids.
Right.
You know, it's a flexible way of working. If there are people out there that are looking for different working patterns and different ways to kind of get back into the workforce, then we'd be really open to speaking to them.
I suppose if I was somebody who was already working for Redgate, I'd be slightly worried that I'd never be allowed to take off a summer holiday or a half-term holiday ever again. But presumably you're building in protection for staff along the way.
Yeah, it's definitely not something that's going to negatively affect our staff. I'd like to think that, as I said, because it's not just about parents and term time working, I'd like to think that people within Redgate are going to be able to embrace it as well. So yeah, there would definitely be ways that we would protect our staff, so to speak, but it's a way of building our staff base as opposed to negatively affecting them.
I'm trying to think of what other types of people might be interested in this. So the people who, so it's not just people who have found themselves out of the workforce. Are these people who, I don't know, maybe they are doing something part-time and they want to, they rather like the idea perhaps of coming to work for Redgate or a company like it, but are not quite sure how well they'd get on with it? Is that, if they've got the skills, would you be trying them out?
Yeah, definitely. I really encourage anybody that's got the sorts of skills that we're looking for to get in contact and we'll see what we can do.
And the other thing, I suppose, is pay, really, because if you're only working for part of the time, presumably you only get part of the pay packet, which is fair enough,
well,
of course.
Yes, that'd be correct.
Yeah, so Redgate as a whole, how big is the company?
We have about 270 plus employees.
Right.
So we've obviously got headquarters based in Cambridge, but also we have an office in Pasadena in the US as well.
I never knew about the Pasadena. Did I know about the Pasadena? I'm not entirely sure. I'm instantly thinking of the Pasadena Roof Orchestra, who had a few of minor hits many years ago. But the people, the numbers, has generally recruitment been a difficult issue for you?
Recruitment for IT people in Cambridge for any company is difficult. There's a big skills gap.
Right.
The people that we need aren't out there. So it's really important for us, particularly with this project, to go out there and perhaps tap into a talent pool that nobody else has tapped into yet,
Right.
as opposed to just focusing on the same old recruitment techniques that other companies do.
So what sort of places would you advertise at the moment?
So because we're looking for IT roles, particularly it'll be web-based job boards. So I'm not sure whether or not I'm allowed to say.
Oh, you can make
brands.
If you mention lots, you're fine. It covers when we start saying that one is the bestest in the whole wide world ever is when we get into trouble.
So there's lots of kind of technical job boards that we would use. We'd use your typical things like read.co.uk, Monster. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Job site, places like that.
Where right.
Typically, where there's a lot of traffic and people coming through, but that doesn't tap into everybody. So what we're looking to do is kind of start an experiment, test the market, and see whether or not we can.
So, other than coming on and talking to people like me, where else are you looking to promote this scheme?
So, we've been lucky that the Cambridge Evening News have run a story on the project, and we've had quite a lot of response back from that, which has been brilliant. We're also going to be getting out into the community a little bit more. So, we'll be going along to some.
Yeah, that roundabout, isn't there, as you head towards your place? It's like you could put a sign on. I know the council wouldn't let you do that, but
onto the Redgate roundabout. Yeah. Yes. So we'll be getting out into the community a little bit more, talking to user groups. Hopefully, as the kids are now going back to school, we might start going along to schools and seeing whether or not we can target mums and dads on the gate that way. And so, moving forward, we kind of just want to be a little bit more targeted with trying to find the people that we're looking for.
And this is definitely a skills issue, as opposed to a Cambridge is so expensive to live, and even if you can afford it, you can't find a house anyway.
I think it's a little bit of both, to
right.
be honest. I mean, the IT industry, is suffering a skills shortage, but also all of the things that you mentioned are completely and utterly relevant. So what I'd like to do as well is kind of push the boundaries a little bit more, go out into kind of, local neighbouring counties as well that are obviously commutable and right. see whether or not we can find people that way.
It's interesting that we were talking about this. We were talking about housing last week on the programme, and I remembered that the houses around here were built in the late 1870s. At least my house was built in 1878. I know that. I live in the next street.
Oh, right.
And they were built by a guy called Sir Joseph Sturton. And he built them for his workers because they needed a place to live. And I just it kind of makes me wonder sometimes if a company like Redgate should be thinking about doing something similar.
In terms of getting into the housing
building
market?
A few houses for your workers.
I think as a company we need to be innovative, not just with the products that we produce, but also with our recruitment techniques and how we attract people. So I'm not sure that
I don't want to put you on the, spot because I suspect there might be might be people you might have to check with first before you make
exactly.
such a promise.
But I think there are lots of different things that we can be doing instead of just kind of following the same trend as everybody else.
No, it's a really, as I said before, it really sounds an innovative idea, and I hope it does it. I hope it works for you. What sort of products could if somebody comes to work for you eventually? Where does Redgate Code end up in?
So what we specialise in doing is creating simple database tools to help companies extract data from their databases in a simple way.
Right.
Really, I'm not a techie person. You should probably tell from that answer. But it's about database tools and making things simple for people that use databases.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. Trish, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us about all of that. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.